It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morno with KRWG News. Where do you put the country's high-level nuclear waste? Well, early last year, a Texas-based company revived their efforts to temporarily store the country's spent nuclear fuel in Andrews County, which is in the middle of America's busiest oil field, the Permian Basin of New Mexico and Texas. The waste is the byproduct from nuclear reactors throughout the U.S., and that has some worried, from residents and environmental groups to an oil company. But others are hopeful the revived efforts to store the nuclear waste will be a boon to the local economy. Marfa Public Radio's Mitch Borden takes a look at the tension and excitement around nuclear waste in the Permian Basin.
It's a bit of a drive to find the spot where a lot of the high-level nuclear waste produced by America's nuclear power plants may be stored in Texas. From Midland, the region's bustling corporate center, you head northwest about 77 miles to the edge of Andrews County. It's quiet, except for the drone of cicadas and the faint howls of coyotes in the distance. There it is, waste control specialists, on the state line of Texas and New Mexico. Waste control specialists already stores low-level radioactive waste in Andrews County. Things like syringes and gloves that have been exposed to radiation in labs and hospitals. But now the Dallas-based company is trying once again to expand their operations to temporarily hold tons of spent nuclear fuel by applying for a license with the U.S. government. But in this case, temporary could mean between 40 to 100 years or more of holding onto some of the country's most radioactive waste. It's a move Charlie Falcon is hoping for. He's the county judge for Andrews.
Living through the booms and the bust of oil here in Andrews County, you know, it's hard.
Falcon has weathered the ups and downs that come with the oil industry. And he says storing the radioactive material would be a much-needed boost to the county of about 18,000 and would help diversify the area's economy, too. A projection from 2015 shows storing high-level nuclear waste in Andrews could generate an estimated $10 million a year.
The entire West Texas region is growing. We've experienced our growth here in Andrews, and so how do we fund this?
But for some, storing 40,000 tons of the country's spent nuclear fuel isn't the answer.
These entities have come up and said, well, this Permian Basin be a perfect place to store this stuff. And we think that's just a wrong-headed idea.
That's Tommy Taylor, an executive at Faskin Oil and Ranch. He thinks it's absurd anyone would want to put nuclear waste in the middle of the nation's busiest oil field. He worries radiation leaks could shut down production. And although WCS's application is for temporary storage, Taylor worries it could become permanent.
If that's all gathered up and sited here, what's going to be the emphasis for us to ever move it again?
Since the early 1980s, the United States has been working on building an indefinite repository for spent nuclear fuel. But after decades and billions of dollars, the project stopped, stranding tons of nuclear waste at reactor sites in 35 states. And the government is still nowhere close to building its permanent storage facility, says Rod Ewing. He's a professor at Stanford University who researches nuclear waste.
It's easy to say that this is interim storage, but what are the guarantees to a community?
A WCS spokesperson declined to comment on the possibility that the waste could be left at the Andrews County site indefinitely. Right now, there aren't any of these so-called temporary or interim nuclear waste sites anywhere in the country. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission is reviewing WCS's proposal. David McIntyre is with the NRC.
We're going to scrutinize them and make sure that if they decide to go forward, they can do it safely.
This isn't the first time that WCS has attempted to store high-level nuclear waste in Andrews County. The company tried back in 2016, but pulled their application a year later because of, quote, financial concerns. But then, like now, people like Elizabeth Padilla have been firmly opposed to the idea.
We did not produce it. We did not benefit from it. My children and our future generations do not deserve to live with this in their backyard.
Padilla is a local Spanish teacher, and she was born and raised here in Andrews. She says she's heard all the arguments in favor of the high-level nuclear waste facility. Things like safety precautions, the nearly indestructible casks the spent waste could be stored in, and how there's a slim chance the waste could leak out. But for Padilla, none of that matters. Nuclear waste is just a gamble she's unwilling to take.
I have been sadly thinking about moving. I mean, there's just no way I'm going to risk my children or any of my family members living there. We do not deserve to be the nation's dump.
Recently, the NRC rejected all but one petition against WCS's proposed nuclear waste interim storage facility. And the claim the government agreed to review will most likely not halt the licensing application. Opponents are now weighing their options and might take their fight against WCS to court. But Waste Control Specialists remains confident they'll get the okay from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to move forward. In Andrews, I'm Mitch Borden.